A mochi moment from Tara, who writes, "For years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Amid, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's in London, about the man Nigel Farage, who leads the Reform UK, the newcomer to Parliament, and with much opportunity, given how the polls are saying it's more popular than Labour, with its Labour's huge majority, more popular than the Conservatives, the Tories. But Farage is one thing, and the party is another, and Joe gives the contradictions in the Reform UK party. All is not easily understood. Where are they going and what they want? Given that the public right now says, you're going to lead us eventually. Here's Joseph Sternberg measuring Farage. I mentioned I've spoken with Farage. He was in my studio once. He's a very pleasant, very sharp, witty, big smile. Politician, good at it. Here's Joe.
I think there is definitely a lot of that. And I think that one of the unique challenges that Reform would run into if they do win an election, and particularly if Nigel Farage ever becomes prime minister, is that there's a real tension in the party. I mean, I suspect that Farage himself is kind of like a free market, economic thinker in term, in the old Reagan and Thatcher mold. That seems to be where his instincts are. If you just listen to him speaking under his own steam, that's often where his inclination seemed to lie. But that is not necessarily where a lot of the party is. A lot of the people who are inclined to vote for the party right now are actually refugees from the Labour Party.